Breakfast with Martin Fester.
I'm fascinated by the story about the lotto winner. A mother of four from Soweto won the 114 million rand Powerball. 114 million, that's life changing.
Mm-hmm.
4 million, pay off some debt. 114 million, that's life changing right there. She saw a long queue. She was driving past this cafe in Roodepoort and she saw this long queue. She's like, what's happening here? And she realized people are buying lottery tickets because it rolled over like many times.
Okay.
So she scratched for some coins in her handbag and she went in and she bought herself a ticket.
Imagine.
And then days later, she realized she had the winning ticket of 114 million. She's been living, she's got four kids. They've been staying with her mother. Mm-hmm. And she's single because she says, she's 35, by the way. She says her boyfriend broke up with her because she doesn't have a fancy job and stuff. Maybe because she doesn't have a job at all. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But now she's obviously very, very happy. And she says she's going to quit working or whatever she's doing. She's just going to spend time with her four kids. I think probably a lot of mommy's dreams,
yes,
right? Spend time with the kids. She said that, and I love this quote, she can't wait to drive past her ex-boyfriend in her new car. She says he'll probably faint when he sees me waving at him. Because he broke up with me because I was broke and I didn't have a fancy job. So now she can't wait to drive past him in her fancy new car because with 114 million,
you can
buy yourself a lacquer car. Only problem is, of course, she can't drive yet and she doesn't have a license.
Oh,
but
no.
She can afford a chauffeur.
Yeah, a driver, yeah.
She,
that's
no, but she wants to. It's part of the empowerment.
Okay.
She's going to get behind the wheel of a new fancy car once she's had a license done and learn to drive. And then wave at her ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
And it made me think, you know, in Valentine's week, you have to be honest with me right now. We all have done some childish things in the name of revenge. You've done some childish things in the name of revenge. And I want to hear those revenge stories just quickly. Just quickly. I mean, maybe even you're planning a Valentine's date with someone just so you can get a picture on Instagram. Of your Valentine's Day, hashtag having the best time, hashtag Valentine's Day.
Huh? Yeah.
Just so you can kind of make them jealous.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever really been that petty, but I had my matric dance partner try and be petty to me.
Oh.
So him and I were dating at the time. We went to my matric dance.
Yeah.
Then by the following year, it was his matric dance and we were no longer dating. So he decided to take my cousin.
Oh.
But then I ended up going with
his brother.
Best friend.
Oh. Nice.
So it was, okay, then mine was also petty. It was petty for a petty.
And what you're looking for is childish. But you were at school. You were at school.
Yes, I was 16, 17. Yeah.
You get adults who do that kind of thing. And I want to hear that story. 084-850-0942. The most childish thing you've ever done in the name of revenge and getting back at your ex.
Môre Martin, Willem hierso. Ek het 'n baie spiteful ding gedoen eintlik.
Mm-hmm.
Ek en ex en my is mekaar uit so 'n week voor Valentynsdag.
Uh-huh.
En sy het besprekings gemaak by 'n restaurant en ek het die eienaar van die restaurant geken. En toe bel ek hom en kanselleer die date wat sy met haar nuwe boyfriend opvat vir hulle. So ja, ek dink nogal dit was redelik spiteful vir my. Ja.
Genius though.
Wow.
Genius. Madeleine, goeiemôre.
Môre Martin.
Ons is daar vir jou storie. Wat het jy gedoen?
Okay, toe ek 21 was, ek het net skool klaar gemaak, raak ek verloof van 'n ou. En op die ouderdom van 21 is ons getroud, of is ek met hom getroud. En ons was 3 maande getroud, toe vind ek uit 'n verhouding met my vriendin. So, die los ek hom, en ek kry vir my 'n meisie.
Oh yeah.
Ek is nie geneig om van meisies te hou nie. Ek hou van mans, maar dit was die ultimate revenge wat om hom om my te sien van 'n meisie.
That's what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. Right there. Get yourself a girlfriend, girl.
Yeah.
And waar is sy nou?
Ek het geen idee nie. Ek het nie, sy was net vir so 'n maand en 'n half staan, dat hy ons net so 'n paar keer saam sien. En dit is ook verby.
Yes.
But knowing guys. So, and without getting graphic, how was that for you?
Let's just say that I'm not exactly the woman kind.
Okay, fair enough. You tried it and you did not go back. Okay, for seconds.
No, definitely not.
Thirds. Thank you. Bye,
Duncan. Thank you so much, Martin. It was nice speaking to you guys and have an awesome day.
Yeah, you work, my Elaine.
We're done. Bye.
You know, how are you going to top that? I'm sorry. That's some. That is half effort.
Yes.
Okay. Try and top that though on 084-850-0942. Sandy, good morning. Goeiemôre. Hi, Sandy. Are you there?
Ja, dis hier.
Okay. Wat het jy gedoen?
Weet jy wat? Ek was in my 20s en ek het met 'n ou uitgegaan vir 4 jaar.
Sorry, kan ek jou stop?
Hou
gou vas, Sandy. Hallo?
Hello.
Sorry. When people tell stories like these and they put on that way of telling the story, ek wil net gou-gou. Ek gou vir my 'n sigaret aan. Ek gou vir my 'n glas wyn kry.
Also when you say, weet jy wat?
Weet jy wat? I'm there.
Ja. Yeah.
Okay. Ek is reg vir jou, Sandy. Jy het gesê, ja?
Okay. Jy het my net geloof vir geen rede nie. En ja, 'n jaar daarna het sy beste vriend my genooi vir sy troue. En ek het baie daaroor gedink en toe besluit ek om te gaan. En ek het absoluut ravishing gelaik. En toe hy in die kerk staan en omdraai om te kyk na sy vrou, wat in die aal afloop, toe sien hy my agter hom en ek dink ek het amper flou geval. Maar nou ja, ek het vastgebaai, dit is maar net so erg, want hy is besig om te trouwen met iemand anders.
Oh.
Ek het die hele trouwe nie rarig met hom gepraat nie, en ek het net my metgeselskap geniet, en op die einde van die oond is ek daar weg, om sonder enig iets te sê. Jare daarna het ek hom weer raak geloop, en toe was ek getrouwd met absolutely a gorgeous man. Ek is nou nog met hom getrouwd vir 25 jaar. En ek dink hy het iets gehad om oor te dink. So, want ek dink hy het die vrou van sy drome actually gemis.
Do you think he regrets it?
Yeah, I think that's it.
En sê vir my, het jy beter gelyk as sy bruid?
Mm-hmm.
Weet jy wat? Dit het my baie lang gevat om te dink of ek het moet doen of nie. Want ek het nie geweet of ek weer die aand gaan kom nie, want ek is baie lief vir hom. So, ek het die mooiste rok gaan shop. Ek het my haare gedoen. Ek het so mooi gelyk. Ek dink regtig sy hart het 'n beat geskiet, maar dit is te laat want hier kom sy vrou in die aisle af. Maar nou ja, dit is seker revenge, maar op die einde van die dag was dit vir my closure en toe kon ek oor hom kom en toe kon ek aanbeweeg. En vandag is ek het die man van my drome gekry, so obviously was daai nie die ou vir my nie, maar
is hulle twee nog by mekaar?
Ek dink hy was baie sad gewees.
Maar vra, is hulle nog by mekaar? Is hulle nog by mekaar?
Ek in my mind.
Nee, hulle. Hey.
Ek het geen idee nie.
Get onto Facebook, girl.
Yeah, go check it out. What color was the dress you wore to the wedding? What color was it?
Do you know what? It was a few years ago. I mean, I was like 20. I'm like 52 now. It was a mini.
Ooh.
It was a double-breasted suit. It was a double-breasted suit, and that time we had this big print and everything. I can send you a photo. I think
yes.
I have a photo somewhere.
Yes.
I don't know if I have a photo of the actual day, but I have one of my appearance.
Yeah.
Your revenge dress.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a picture of a revenge dress.
Well,
you know what? Listening to your story, I think on his honeymoon night, it sounds like you've given him something to think about.
Absolutely. He actually dropped his wife on the dancing floor, so.
Whoa.
When I had to do the dance. Well, he needed to mess, so I think he was like really bad thing to have.
Can't wait for that picture. Send it to us. Thanks for your story, Sandy. Brilliant. So childish. So good. Talking about revenge stories, I think we might make time for one quick more round if you want. 084-850-0942. But I think we've heard some great ones.
Yes.
Some great ones in there. Just when you thought you've heard the best, there's more. Ook op pad vir Marguerite en ons praat oor 'n awesome nuwe movie wat Vrydag begin. Vergeet my nie. Kans vir hom te wen.
You guys are tuned in to Jacaranda FM's Breakfast with Martin Bester.
I listen to Martin Bester because he keeps it real.
Jacaranda FM's Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin Bester.